Listening Library presents Graven Images by Paul Fleischman. Read for you by Susan Deniker, Lincoln Hoppe, and Paul Michael. The Binnacle Boy. 1. When the brig Orion, 3 weeks out from Havana, appeared off her home port of New Bethany, Maine, Miss Evangeline Fry was just parting her bed curtains, formally banishing night. While those who'd chanced to spy the sails wondered why the ship hadn't fired a salute, Miss Fry was combing her coarse gray hair. While the Orion drifted unexpectedly about, at last presenting her stern to the harbor, Miss Fry was blowing the hearth fire into being. And while the harbor pilot's drowsy son rowed his father out to the ship to return in a frenzy, eyes wide and hands trembling, Miss Fry was stationed at her parlor window awaiting the sight of Sarah Peel. She peered down the length of Bartholomew Street, straight-spined as a mast and so tall that her gaze was aimed out through the top row of window panes. Miss Fry eyed the clock on the town hall next door. It was 8:15. The girl was late, and plenty of scrubbing and spinning to be done. She pursed her lips, lowered her eyes, and looked out upon her flower garden. It was nearly Independence Day. Tansy was thriving, pinks were in bloom, marigolds were budding on schedule. But the poppy seeds she'd bought from a rogue of a peddler still hadn't sent up a single shoot. And probably never would, she reflected.